All right. Well, thank you to my next guest for her patience, Deb Herdman, sleep practitioner. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Harvey.
Now, you're going to tell us how we can recover from jet lag this year. So it's interesting for those of us that are going to be traveling. What's the best way?
Okay, so it's going to depend on a couple of things. So first of all, if you know your chronotype, and that means do you know if you're a night owl or an early bird, that's going to make the preparation for traveling or the preparation for coming back easier or harder. So let me explain a little. So if you're going to the US from Australia, obviously, or coming back, that means when you arrive at your destination, your sleep circadian rhythm is going to be advanced. And that means you want to fall asleep like an older person. So you want to get into bed really early, and then you're going to be likely waking up at 2, 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, and you're done for your sleep. You're not going to be able to get back to sleep, which can be really difficult if you've got an important day and you've woken up at 3 a.m. and you can't get back to sleep. So here's how to help that problem. So first of all, you need to delay your sleep. And how you do that is when you wake up in the morning, stay in the dark. So if you wake up at 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a.m., stay in the dark, put on an eye mask if you need, you know, to make the room seem darker, and keep still. So don't do anything moving around a lot in bed, just darkness and stillness. And avoid having naps. In the evening, so that's in the morning when you wake. So in the evening, what you should be doing is you should be having as many lights on as possible. Exposure to bright light is what you need. And in order to stay awake, have a coffee after dinner. There's no reason to not have a caffeine hit, and go for a walk in the afternoon. And if you're a night owl, that is going to be easier for you to do because you like staying up late and you like sleeping in. Okay.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, I take your point about if you do wake up in the middle of the night, try to remain in a darkened state. There are a few of us, however, how do I put this, Deb? There are a few of us who will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning because we kind of have to, and pay a little visit to the ensuite, and then and then come back to bed. Kind of breaks the sequence a bit, doesn't it?
Look, it shouldn't really be too much of a problem as long as you don't turn on lots of lights. So just try and keep some dimness happening and you know, just nice and steady. Don't be doing any exercises on the way or stopping and going to the fridge or, you know, doing other activities.
That's just not going to happen.
You know, keep it all nice and quiet.
But you do need a little bit of light in the bathroom for obvious reasons, but let's move on from that. But I think a couple of things. I think the eye shade's a great idea. I hadn't even thought of that. And I got one for actually travelling recently away with my wife up to Bali, and I used that in the aircraft. So I'll dig that out. I reckon that's a fabulous idea. What's your view on digital and very visible clock radios?
No, they're not really a good idea. That light is not good. You know how they've got that light beside them?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, get rid of that.
Okay.
That's not good.
How do I tell the time? Anyway, don't worry. For those who are maybe looking to get a better sleep schedule generally next year, have you got some advice?
Yeah, so because we're pretty much in party season at the moment, you know, the summer holidays, one of the things that is going to be important for you is to start cutting back on alcohol. Because we know alcohol is one of the worst things for your sleep. And it's linked to the fact that people drink alcohol, they enjoy it, it helps them fall asleep, they feel sleepy, but then it disturbs their dream sleep in the second part of the night. And that's why they wake up feeling like, you know, rubbish. And also, alcohol makes you feel hot. And one of the things that you need to have a good sleep, to fall asleep easy, is to go into a cool room, because your body temperature, your core body temperature has to reduce before you can fall asleep.
Right, yeah, indeed. Okay, now, is there any new research into how to fall asleep easier? We had a bit of a chat about this earlier on the show, just tossed a few ideas around. Any research into how to fall asleep easier for those who have a bit of a struggle? I mean, the old counting sheep is probably a bit old hat, isn't it?
Yeah, there's actually not good research with counting sheep. The things, again, they have done that. The things you need to do is to find those asleep sleep associations that actually make you feel sleepy. Now, that could be watching TV. That could even be watching TV in bed, if that's something that helps you feel sleepy rather than, you know, watching it in another room. Reading a book, again, as you're preparing for sleep, dimming the lights is good because that helps melatonin kick in. And particularly good for generalized sleep is to have early morning bright light and evening outside light. So combining that with a walk is perfect. That helps consolidate sleep. So you really need to stay away from caffeine, too much caffeine, because that will be something that will accumulate in your body over the course of the day if you're having a few of them, and that will give you insomnia. And, you know, they always say that you should regulate your getting up time and your going to sleep time, so keeping that regular, really, if you need to sleep in, you shouldn't sleep in for more than 30 minutes, 60 minutes max. But here's the thing on that. If you've actually got a sleep problem, going to bed at the same time and getting up at the same time is probably not going to help you, because you need to have the problems of your sleep addressed.
Look, wise words indeed. Look, Deb, we do thank you very much for that. And how can people learn a little bit more about these things? Do you have a website, or how can we get in touch with you?
I do, Harvey, and, you know, on the website I have a free sleep chat, which is anybody can book in and get their 15 minutes of advice from me, so I'm really happy for that. All they need to do is to go to nigh.com.au.
I like that. That's a very, very apt website. Deb, thank you very much. Just a quickie, a couple of things that I find help if I'm when I go to bed and I'm really tired, maybe overtired sometimes, but I find that reading a page or two of a pretty easy to read book helps. And also sticking on the little TV in the bedroom with the automatic timer on, that works for me, and I'm always asleep if I do that prior to the TV turning itself off. Would you say that's a good idea?
Oh, that sounds absolutely perfect, Harvey. You found your sleep associations that work for you. Well done.
Thank you very much, Deb. I'm going to have a bit of a snooze now. Thank you for your time. Have a great new year.
Thank you. You too, Harvey.